This is Diane Roberts, bringing you writing from Florida State. Whitney Gilchrist is a recovering Mississippian and a new recipient of a Master of Fine Arts degree from FSU.
When I see American flags, I think of my grandfather we called Papa, plugging the hole on the canoe with the old American flag so I could paddle to Gilchrist Island. I got to the other shore, sinking a little, dragging the canoe into the crowd of seagulls. Papa named the sandbar in the 50s, the way you name stars and nobody ever knows but you. His certificate had words so slanted you couldn't read them. That night at the grocery, I asked for a Venus razor and Skintimate shaving cream, but my grandmother said that next I'd want to pierce my ears. Just look at who is piercing their ears. Before dinner, my brother and I threw crumbled saltine crackers off the deck, as high in the air as we could get, until the gulls came back from the island screaming at us. Someone took our picture from behind, arms outstretched, posing maybe. Under the noise of water boiling and potatoes frying, Mama handed me a cheap plastic razor and a bar of soap. I ran a bath. Dad said I needed to help bring the crab traps in, but Mama's jurisdiction was a diamond inherited from his own mother. I stayed in the bath, lowered my leg into the water, and found the hairs floating on the surface. Nobody explained what you did with the hairs.